I'm Helen Wallace, Chair of the Jury for BBC Music Magazine Awards, and welcome to a series of special podcasts for the nominations of the Awards 2015. With me in the studio are reviews editor Rebecca Franks and the magazine's deputy editor Jeremy Pound. In this podcast, we'll be giving you a snapshot of the orchestral category to inspire you as you cast your all-important votes on the website. After all, which disc wins the category awards is now entirely up to you, our voters. And when you've made up your mind, head over to our special awards site, classical-music.com/awards2015. And by casting your vote, you'll automatically be entered into a prize draw to win some amazing prizes, including a fabulous Yamaha hi-fi system worth over £700, or a Yamaha relit Bluetooth speaker, plus all the nominated discs. So, we're each going to argue the case for one of the three recordings in the orchestral category. Rebecca's going to start us off with a wonderful performance of Bruckner's Ninth Symphony by the Lucerne Festival Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. Let's start by hearing an excerpt from the third movement, Sehr langsam. Well, Rebecca, this is not the first time in our awards that we've had Abbado conducting the Lucerne Festival Orchestra, but there was something very special about this particular recording, wasn't there?
Yes, I mean, this really is a special recording of Bruckner's Ninth Symphony. It captures a concert at the Lucerne Festival in August 2013, an event worth hearing in its own right, as the festival orchestra is hand-picked from the world's finest musicians. But it's also very hard to forget that this concert turned out to be the ensemble's conductor Claudio Abbado's final concert, and he died the following January at the age of 80. This is not just a fitting and moving memorial to Abbado, though. It's also one of the finest Bruckner Nines I think you'll hear on disc. All of the Lucerne Festival Orchestra and Claudio Abbado's virtues are on display. There's this wonderful clarity of sound and texture, a really natural feeling for the pacing and architecture of this huge work, and a spiritual intensity that would be very difficult to match. And I think also there's a real sense of love and sort of joy in this music, which comes across really strongly. Bruckner didn't actually finish the symphony, and it ends with the third movement, an overwhelming adagio that seems to bid farewell to life. And although there were enough sketches left for Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic to record a fascinating and actually an award-winning completion of the piece, I think Abbado always chose to end it as Bruckner did, and there's this wonderful kind of sense of sublime peace and acceptance at the end that makes this a truly moving recording.
So that's a very special recording of Bruckner's Ninth Symphony with the Lucerne Festival Orchestra, Claudio Abbado, on the DG label. Now to our second orchestral nomination, a recording of Rachmaninoff's First Symphony by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and Vasily Petrenko. Jeremy, tell us about this one.
Yes, well, you won't hear Rachmaninoff more thrillingly performed than this. Conductor Vasily Petrenko and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra have been enjoying deserved acclaim for their complete Shostakovich symphony cycle recently. And the drama and the power that marked out those recordings have made their way onto this disc too. And how? Many performances of Rachmaninoff's First Symphony begin stirringly. Petrenko's impact here, though, is just earth-shattering, and the intensity is then maintained throughout the first movement. What then follows is an allegro animato second movement that shifts from sinister unease to raw fear, and then a beautifully paced larghetto third. Even here, though, in this most romantic of movements, Petrenko never really lets us sit back and relax. That sense of menace is still there. Unsurprisingly, we're then powered along furiously in the finale, in a performance whose sense of forward drive never wavers for a single moment. And if this all seems just a little bit too much, trust me, it's not. It's just very exciting. The RLPO players clearly relish playing under Petrenko, and they're the very best in this recording, drawn from two live performances in April 2013. What would I have done to have been actually at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall in person myself? And then there's the added bonus of Rachmaninoff's rarely heard symphonic poem, Prince Rostislav, and that just adds to the pleasure.
So that was Rachmaninoff's First Symphony with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic under Vasily Petrenko, and that's on Warner Classics. Our third disc in the orchestral category is unusually a premiere. The LSO commissioned Mark Anthony Turnage to write a work for them, and that turned out to be Speranza, which means hope. I was at the premiere of this, of which this live recording was made, and I found it immensely moving. I'm not sure whether you would call it a narrative or a tone poem or a symphony. It's got four movements. But it seemed almost to be an act of prayer. It's certainly an optimistic work in a very dark world. His initial plan was to write a work about suicide, but it seemed the very act of creation persuaded him it could be an expression of hope. So let's just hear something from the first movement.
Thank you.
It's vintage turnage. The orchestration is lavish, bordering on the overcrowded, with a cymbal on harp, trumpets, multiple clarinets, and the Armenian duduk, which is a bit like an untamed oboe, and played beautifully by Turnage's old friend Martin Robertson. There's also a very distinctive jazz inflection there, a visceral driving bass and especially sultry cross rhythms that he sets up. Ellington and Miles Davis are mixed with Turnage's more romantic influences, and the microtonal character of Middle Eastern music is also in the mix. Let's hear something from the dynamic third movement. Daniel Hodding does a brilliant job of marshalling and balancing such a busy, complex work, and it's testament to his skill that it's so clearly and expressively realised here. Also on this disc is a work Turnage wrote for the great trumpeter Håkon Hardenberger, which is called From the Wreckage, a two-part trumpet concerto, and it's an appropriate partner work, given a riveting performance here by Hardenberger. So that brings us to the end of the Orchestral Nominations podcast. Head over to www.classical-music.com/awards2015 and do cast your votes, because you'll be entered into a draw to win a Yamaha hi-fi system worth over £700 or a relit Bluetooth speaker, plus all the nominated discs.